do something dumb.
Dumber Every Day Podcast.
Smoking methamphetamine.
Most ghettoest state I've ever been
Let's
on.
Get on the- nah, nigga, you're the problem.
Bro.
The fucking town retard.
That's a heart of hearts.
It's not gonna stop me.
Hey, you probably eating some dirty pussy.
Gross. The people didn't want none of that smoke.
She said the hard R. Yeah. If her dick's bigger than mine, yes, we're going toe to toe.
Welcome to Dumber Every Day. Let's start this fucking podcast.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Dumber Every Day Podcast. We are in the new revamped Toxicity Studios. Check this shit out. We got a lot of shit going on here. Yeah, you know the familiar voice. It's LLOYD, a.k.a. The Thick Slugger, joined by the co-host, Gabriel, a.k.a. The Spaceman, a.k.a. The Lizard King.
Yup, and we got a special guest.
And we, oh, and back in studio for one night only, Senior Jameson.
Senior Soda Can.
Senior Soda Can himself.
Going in.
Jameson.
Hell yeah, dog.
How are you doing, man?
Doing great.
Yeah, how do you feel being back in Bakersfield?
It's fucking hot. Yeah. It's really hot.
Copped a lot of bodies, huh?
It's dusty. It's shitty.
So how many stars have you racked up down there in San Andreas?
Yeah, dog.
I got the 4 star so far.
Damn.
I can't get the 5, though. It's hard.
Yeah, you died before that?
Yeah.
since you left, man, we've been saying you're just down there doing Grand Theft Auto fucking missions.
Yeah,
feels like it. Like I'm living real life GTA over there.
Yeah, you went over there with like nothing but a cell phone.
Yeah,
like Nico Bellic in that one, dog. That one everyone forgets, bro.
No, man, fucking Boar was the best. Well, not the best, but Boar was top tier.
It was pretty great. Everyone fucking. Because what's that other one that's been out for like 10 years now?
5? I never finished 5.
Yeah, I never finished 5 either, dog.
What?
Huge titties. I like that as a search. Huge titties. Dude, this fucking game has
Are you
been
doing
out.
the share screen thing?
Not yet.
Oh, okay. But yeah, we are in revamped Toxicity Studios. It's crazy. We got a projector projecting the images. We got screening. We have a table.
Slim Jims on the table, bro.
Oh, we're going to talk about that later. We took a week off, man.
Yeah, dog. We had to get things situated, dog. Yeah. Jizz on our shirts and...
We would just be crammed in this little fucking room.
We made everyone kind of walk over.
We were just sitting on top of wires. The guests would be on top of a fucking...
This was your loot room. Like,
yeah.
Remember in Skyrim where you're just going to throw shit on the floor?
Yeah.
Like an E or whatever?
I sold a lot of that loot, man. Made some good ducats.
Did you really?
Yeah. I sold, in the past week, I've sold,
10 projects?
Allegedly.
A lot of projectors?
Allegedly, 7 projects.
Nice, dude. That was a nice little felony or whatever. I'm looking up this.
Allegedly?
Allegedly.
What?
So, Leonard, what you been doing, dog? How's San Francisco or whatever?
San Diego.
San Francisco, dog.
San Francisco. I heard people shit in the street.
Yeah, it's bad over there. There's a lot of
but what's not bad in San Diego?
San Diego.
San Diego's nice, dude. There's very little bums. It's really hard to find a bum. I had
Well, it's because all the Mexicans out there are working.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, but it's just
When you guys find a bum, you guys surround them and call them all kinds of names.
We throw rocks at them.
Yeah, you guys get the hell out of here, you fucking...
Hell yeah.
You fucking pay rent around here.
Yeah.
What's the bitch ratio over there, dog?
Yeah, what's the girl to guy ratio in the streets?
In the sheets and in the streets.
Yeah.
In the streets, probably in the sheets, 0-0 so far, but.
Damn.
Yeah.
You're just sleeping on the floor?
Hey, girls like that, dog. Girls like the guy that has just the mattress, bro, on the floor. No, which is the pillow, no sheet.
No sheet. Oh, dude. Women love a nigga without sheets because he sells drugs.
Yeah.
Every fucking time.
Jesse Pinkman?
Huh?
Like every time.
Like Jesse Pinkman?
Yeah.
It reminds him of that scene.
Well, yeah, so what's the ratios out like there?
A lot more chicks.
A lot more chicks?
Yeah, it's a lot of... Where I'm at, a lot of Asian, which is...
Yeah, you can catch some yellow fever.
Monkeypox, bro.
Nah, that's for them weak of wrists.
Yeah, they say it's a gay disease, man.
Yeah.
It's one of them types of diseases, dude.
So we were talking before Dumber Every Day context we were talking about Jameson needs to get some pussy.
Oh yeah,
he needs it.
Yeah,
you're hunting it now, like Predator.
He's
like
getting
that.
Yeah, I'm
What? Yeah, that time. He's a sexual movie. Predator, is what you're saying?
Yeah, dude. No. You're taking moves from the. You gotta get an invisible armor, dog?
Dude, you'll be unstoppable. You know how much pussy this motherfucker will get?
That's every young boy's dream, dog, is to be invisible and to, I guess, be a rapist, which is crazy.
Yeah, you're right.
That's every young boy's fantasy.
That's fucked up.
Right? Isn't that weird? Every young boy dreams about either stopping time and raping or being invisible and raping, which is...
And stealing money.
Yeah, also robbing banks. How is... Dang, dog. That's a weird dynamic, dog. But every young fantasy boy has that fantasy, dog.
They made like a Simpsons episode.
What?
Nah, I remember like a while ago, Bart got like a.
The Simpsons did it. This is that movie Time Stoppers. Remember where they had where fucking Newfound Glory made their glory, dog?
Wait. Time Stoppers? The GameCube game?
No, it was a fucking
good ass game.
Yeah.
It was a teen movie where like they stop time and make out, dog. Like basically. Look at top movie. Bruh. It's a shitty teen movie with the same concept. Watches that stop time and then they fuck, bruh.
While they're like, is it because their parents can't find them?
There's like Simple Plan playing in the background and they want to fuck because of the music. There's like, it's just a movie about.
Every time I hear Simple Plan, yeah, I want like, fuck.
You know those movies? Well, I swear to God, this is the most 90s ass fucking video you're going to see. Watch this in the background music.
We don't have that.
Oh, yeah, we don't have that capability right now.
Capability. We might be able to one day.
Doesn't it play on that thing, but it'll reverb?
It might have some reverb. Are you picking up any reverb?
It's a Nickelodeon movie, bruh.
Oh, hell yeah. You know they fucked.
Look, they did a bike trick. Remember this guy? They're trying to make this guy a thing. This fucking Jew.
Hyper time. Look at that 5 o'clock shadow on this 12-year-old.
Oh, that guy's 30, bro.
Yeah.
Playing 15.
Yeah.
Look, no, but he grabs a tit. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Oh, nice.
They tried to make this Mexican chick a thing, remember?
Nah.
This is like, yeah, 98.
Oh, damn, the token.
Is it the dude from Scrubs?
Was that Turk?
It might be, dog.
Turk would be in a movie like this. I was like, I don't know. Let's throw some keyboards and lights, nigga. People believe this shit. Look. Oh, that looks tight, man.
They gonna fuck.
I remember when movies used to have that fucking... That intro sound too on the
This is classic 90s right here.
Oh, that nigga,
this retarded ass fool,
that nigga was in Third Rock from the Sun and he was just the family retard.
He's a retard in all the movies.
Oh, hell yeah, on it,
dude. That's got the teens,
dude. I'm
hype,
chubbed,
bro.
I'm fully chubbed,
bro,
right now.
Nickelodeon Awards this shit won, dog.
I used to go to Roll Around and request this song. Just skate in circles.
Simpsons. The Simpsons did it, dog.
Yeah, Simpsons did it. So, Jameson, you're trying to get this technology so you could...
All right, we're good on that.
That was good, man.
Dude, that movie, you know how many fucking teens got handjobs to that fucking movie, dog, right there?
Have you ever got a handjob to a movie?
No, but didn't you?
Yeah. See, well, I got a handjob once, and then I got the blowjob was the infamous one.
Hold on. Let's turn that down a little bit. Yeah.
There we go.
There we go.
And is your mic back on? No. Oh, okay. I'm not gonna. I know, dude.
No, but they try to make this Jew right here. This
you've been smoking backwoods, doggy.
They're called Blackwoods, bruh. Like the Black Fist.
Hey, let me know when we're half hour in, though.
It's true.
But
remember this young Jew? They try to put in a bunch of teen movies.
No, I don't.
What?
He probably wasn't in a bunch of teen movies.
Dude, they put this fool in everything, dog. And he was, like, 30, obviously.
Yeah, man. He has a 5 o'clock shadow.
Dude, look at that, bro. Look at that. Look at that, bro. What the fuck? I don't know about all these Chinese immigrants.
There's a lot of Chinese Time Stoppers movies.
But anyway, Simpsons did it. They also did that thing where they had the fish in the, and they made a society. My favorite Simpsons episode.
Oh, the monkey fish?
Yeah, dog. They worshipped the... Time Splitters 2 was the shit.
Time Splitters 2 was the shit.
That were all the
$200.
Dude, hell yeah. I bet $200.
Yeah,
$200 worth of entertainment. Yeah. Do y'all remember playing all the bonus games where you had to like do something in a certain amount of time?
Yep.
Oh, you had to get like, oh.
Man, hey, I just bought Resident Evil 4, the remake. What? Yeah, you're playing.
That's the one with the chick, right?
Yeah, it has the guy and the girl.
The one, it's kind of like, they're all third person-ish.
Yeah, it was the last good one.
With Wesker and they had the
with
time.
With Wesker, yeah. At the end you had the time missions.
That shit was pretty sick.
This
game, though, dude, multiplayer, everything, bro. The ice mission where the ice fucking, you remember it. You would spawn, like, on a platform, and there's, like, a fucking base on this ice thing.
Yeah.
And you shoot fucking crossbows and shit.
Man,
this thing.
What a time to be alive.
Look at this fucking bunker.
Yeah.
This thing was the that map, bruh. Going through nostalgia over here.
I don't know how Lano's gonna be able to also do what we're trying to do while he's managing the P's and Q's.
Damn, dog.
He's drinking the Red Bulls.
Red Bull and vodka, dude. Like,
he put some vodka in there?
Classy.
Ew,
bitch.
I didn't know that.
It's a classy bitch, dude.
Alright, for the page, we're all drinking Cokes. We're drinking liquor for the page.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'll drink a Coke and Crown.
Dude,
But no, Lando. Or Jameson.
Who's Lando?
I don't know. Probably some fucking retard. San Diego. What's that like?
It's really fucking nice. It's like paradise, kind of. Like,
yeah?
It's almost, there's just a lot of snobby people.
Oh.
Like, Karens?
No, not kind of. Not too many. They're just...
Rich people?
Yeah. And they're just like... They think they're better than you. Like,
I love that.
They are, probably, you know, but...
That's when you expose your genitalia to them. And
yeah.
Tell them...
Yeah, that's how you... Now you're on equal footing.
Yeah, now you're crazy. They're crazy.
No, they're gonna feel bad. They're like, that nigga has a soda can. If a nigga exposes himself to you and he has a soda can, like... What are you gonna do? Go home and take a shower?
That's what I'm okay. Okay, how would y'all deal with legit Karen, bro? I'm on TikTok. I see all these videos. I want to assault them, like physically punch them. I would grab their camera and or whatever, any camera filming.
Don't do that.
And then, it's immediate assault if you grab someone's phone. But, wouldn't you just hit them as hard as you can with your fists?
No. The thing that you gotta do is you gotta reverse it. You gotta make sure.
All right, this scenario. Fucking parking spot. Like, you know how bitch, you know how they're trying to save a parking spot kind of situation go down?
Yeah.
What you doing?
I'm pulling up in the parking spot.
Inch by inch?
Inch by inch.
And bumping her. She has her ass on your fucking car.
Like, she's
low-key sitting on your car.
And then I'm going to floor it real quick and stop and brake real quick. She's going to go falling down on the floor. Or go under the car. One of the two. Either way.
But that's what she wants. She wants that for... insurance purposes, she literally wants that to happen.
No, she just wants to you. She Karens want you to bend to their authority.
That's true. That is true.
They're just like, yeah. And once you, but you have to keep a level head the whole time, and make them lose their head, and then you win.
You okay?
And then they're gonna realize you win, and they're gonna get so much more mad.
You're gonna out scream Karen. Oh
no, no, you don't scream. You don't. You keep a.
Do you use Oxford Dictionary words and shit?
Nah, you keep it ghetto.
You say bitch.
I almost had a situation like that. This bitch got so mad because I said bucket naked.
Oh, hell yeah.
And she's like, it's buck naked. And I was like, nah, it's bucket naked. She's like, no, it's not. It's buck naked. Do you even know?
Trying to educate you, dude.
Yeah, she's like, do you even know where it comes from? And I'm like, yeah. Because all you have... You I said, yeah, because... You're naked, but only thing you got on is your socks. She's like, no, it's when you skin a buck. It's buck naked. And I just go, nah. She's like, no, it's fucking not.
Choose ignorance.
Yeah.
Choose ignorance. Hell yeah, dog. I don't want to know the term of that.
Hey, you got to keep this PG for the YouTube.
Oh, shit. Yeah. All right, so far, it's good.
Okay, so it's still on us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Bucket naked, bro.
Yeah, so I was like, nah, it's bucket. And she was so mad. It was in interpersonal communications. We were all in a group together.
Well, I was trying to educate you, though.
Because she hunts bucks.
Oh, she's trying to prove she's a cool chick with the...
With the bow, with the Joe Rogan.
My dad taught me how to hunt. It's always that story, bro.
Yeah.
Me and my dad were in the woods, and me and my dad and...
He showed me his penis.
My dad and...
My dad has the biggest dick I've ever seen.
You know who Hannah Baron is? Did we go into that bitch? Hannah Baron? You know she's a catfishing bitch? Type in Hannah Baron, please.
Hey, Jameson, pull this shit up.
Images?
Nude.
Yes. She's a famous cat. She's a fisher bitch.
But now she. All right, go back. That's not her, Gabe.
Yeah, that's not it.
But go back. So she's a fisherman?
She's famous for catching fucking catfish in a bikini.
Oh, nice.
But she's always talking about her dad. Literally every.
And she says. This nice young gal is 18, right?
Yeah, she's like 20 something.
Yeah, she's hot.
She makes a fucking. She's like a YouTube star for being literally. Well, how is she? She's like...
I see a 17. Oh, 17 random facts.
Yeah, she's
I was going to be like...
Scroll down. Dude, she's just always hanging out with her quote-unquote dad and catching fucking carp.
She has some nice fucking arms on her, dude.
She's catching fucking 50-pound carp or what is it?
Catfish.
Yeah. I don't know, dog.
She has some nice teeth, too. Man. So what's her issue with this?
No, I'm just saying she's out there, you know... She's fucking daddy's girl, dog.
She's
a hunter daddy's girl that skins bucks, bro.
Hell yeah. Yeah, that's the type of girl I was arguing with. And I made her get so mad. She was like, it's not buck naked.
Orlando, what do you think of
no,
this?
She's like, it's not buckets, it's buck.
Orlando, do you get off on this type of lass that would outfish you and outhunt you, dude?
Jameson, is this the type of girl that you're going to be looking for when we make your Tinder profile?
Yes.
Yeah?
I mean, I'm not.
Those are some perks.
You'd
free fish.
She asked you to come fishing with her, dude.
That sounds boring.
That's what she does, though.
Oh, we're gonna be fucking on the boat.
That's what she does with her dad. That's who she hangs out with 24/7.
So you're saying it's gonna be a GBO with her dad?
Her whole situation is her being filmed in this skimpy shit by her.
Would you share her with her dad, or is that too weird?
What, on the boat?
On the boat. What happens on the fucking after, boat
with the seafood boil going yeah, on? Yeah,
before the crab boil.
I'm just saying maybe. But her dad's filming all of this.
What's her dad look like?
It's just some fucking hillbilly dude. He's taking pictures.
He's just like, he's got one tooth.
He made money off his daughter being hot, dude. They're just literally hillbillies to the T. Like,
I think they're LARPing.
Nah, they're just kind of weirdly hanging out too much, bruh.
True, where's her mom? Yeah, pull up this bitch's mom.
Mom.
The mom's. She's dead. Like, it's going to be a tragic, heroic story. Or... Is she just right there being
she's
a bitch?
She's an old bitch, and then her dad, you know, I'm going to hang out with old Hannah today. We're going out hunting.
What? That's a creepy pic, yo. That is a creepy pic for her dad to be taken.
That's what I'm saying, dog. I don't know, man.
What? Why she got that banana in her foot like that, and...
People in Louisiana do things different, dog.
Attempts to peel banana. What?
Wait, who is
this? Oh, that's definitely for the clicks.
That's just some other bitch. I mean, that's just some other.
Oh. Sexy vegan mom.
What? How many vegan moms you see out there in San Diego, dog?
Yeah. Oh, is it like super woke and shit?
Yeah. That's kind of what I mean. Like, they're like snobby. And, like,
So what's the...
All right.
What's like the normal person out there like? Are they... Is it like... Because here in Bakersfield, you got, like, the typical person's blue collar. Is it more, like, white collar,
they're
pink collar?
They're, like, college kids that fucking,
white collar.
White collar?
Found cool, found a job.
A lot of corporate jobs there. There's, like, Sony and, like, Google's there. Oh, like, hell yeah. They got some offices there and shit.
How many Amazon distribution centers do they have out there?
Good amount. You can get, like, the same day of groceries and shit, I'm pretty sure.
What? From Amazon?
Yeah, pretty sure.
That's sick. Yeah. Do they do the drone deliveries yet out there?
I haven't seen them.
Oh.
But maybe.
Orlando, you're... Okay, say... say you're out droning. You see a drone roll upon you. I mean, you're immediately attacking it, right?
Like Flight of the Conchords or what?
You're not going to let some fucking poor person drone up on you while you're droning? That, he obviously wants the battle. So you fucking throw sticks and rocks at the Amazon drone?
Sticks and stones.
Would you try to capture one and reverse engineer it, dog?
Or okay. Take the loot? That's modern day pirating.
Yeah, type in Amazon drone. I want to see what that looks like. Bro, you jump on one of these and wrestle it?
You're going to get cut the fuck. I'm guarantee you their blades are... This is one of the drones they sell on Amazon.
Oh, no, Amazon, that one.
Yeah,
the delivery one. Delivery drone. Bro, that's pretty big, actually.
That's sick. It's like a fucking How much weight can those bitches carry?
A fucking ice chest, dog. He carries a loaded ice chest, dog.
What do you think, like 50 pounds?
Maybe 20. Probably 20.
That's still a lot of weight to be carrying up at that high.
It's a little bit. I gotta delete that.
Are they gonna? Yeah, that's what he's saying. They can, like, can't they, like, reprogram? I don't know, dog.
Black Mirror that shit.
I don't know, bro.
Where he just drops the loot.
I know they have, like, weapons where they have, like, a laser where, like, like a bat, like, it's sonic things and just kind of they fall out of the sky.
Oh, yeah, we talked about that. Where it just, like, sends out a signal and jams it up.
But you wouldn't try to throw a blanket over that shit and try to...
Dude, that's the lad's favorite weapon.
What?
The jamming fucking thing.
Hell yeah.
Where it just jams up. It just jams it up.
Damn, bro.
Like EMP or something.
You wouldn't throw a fucking blanket over that and try to wrestle it into your house?
Yeah. Definitely. Definitely.
Fucking stomp on
You're so obsessed with nets right now, man.
I know, dude. You want to net that bitch and... Fucking drag it in and y'all and your family stomp on it together and y'all take the parts like the savages. Like literally like cave people.
Are you good, Jameson?
I'm just trying to maximize it because it like minimized like that.
Oh, okay.
But it kept opening new tabs.
But in the latest, they say Skeet Davidson has got dumped, bro.
Fuck that fool.
So Kim Kardashian's single again. This was.
Nah, she lives in San Diego, right?
To take your shot, Lando.
I don't know, yeah.
She fucking Jameson. She likes young white men.
Yeah.
That are tall.
I'm not tall, but.
I
could be.
Look, y'all out here crying because he got them tattoos. Remember he got all them tattoos?
Yeah.
It's kids.
Look at see. Damn. Look at this shit. This could be you, Moby.
Nah. Pete. Yeah, nigga's got the... He's Senior Soda Can. That's how he was able to dance.
No, they're literally making fun of him and call him a human dildo. Like, that's all he is to humans.
Oh, like, bitches just fuck him and chuck him?
Yeah, dude, he's a human dildo.
Yeah, what a hard life.
Yeah, dude!
Hey! What a terrible life for that man. He just gets... Has the best sex and then doesn't have to stay with him forever. I feel bad for that man.
They're literally like, you know what? You're not... Stay around type of material. I'm like, what? The voice. I can't do it, dog. I don't know.
Oh, God. What are you mean? I can't fucking stay around with you, Kim.
You damn are just fucking stupid ass voices.
But yeah, so what I've been trying to get at was today in this podcast, we're going to be setting up Jameson on his Tinder. We're making it.
Dude, I'm going to make mine too.
Okay, we're going to make both yours.
I don't know, something about that hand job, dude, it threw me out of the game, but in a good way.
No, like, I don't need this, I can go get
in a weird way, I'm like, I just gotta wait a little bit, and I'll be able to get not a 40-year-old jerking me off in my car in her front yard.
You definitely had worse jerks, though.
True. I know, huh, that wasn't the worst of them.
Alright, so... Do you have your pictures already taken? Are we gonna take, or should we take a picture of you right here in studio? You'll look important, man.
You need at least like three good ones, but you're good because you have a beard. This whole thing just sets everything off, bro.
Yeah, you'll look very important sitting by in the studio with your Red Bull and vodka.
Dude, for real, actually, this is actually a good pick.
This is a good pick. Give me your phone. We're gonna take a picture of you.
Just take
I'm not gonna go through the gallery.
already have a couple.
You already got a couple?
You need three good. You need one with homies.
The bio is going to be producer.
No, it's...
Former producer of Dumb Everyday... No, no. Social media manager of Dumb Everyday Pod.
Two couple.
All right, here we go. Damn. Get them on right there. Have that... Do like a cheers. Like, you got to come over from this side. Oh.
There we go. Nah, don't look away. Look, do your modeling face.
My mom. Do the blue face? Steel, bro.
Which one?
No, no smile. But look up. Not a need. There we go. Boom. Looking like fucking
Goddamn. This nigga in here looking like the deep dog.
Yeah. Dog. You good, dog? You got a beard. Bitches are all over. All that, your white beard, you're good. You're going to win.
Speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Oh, if you put speak Spanish.
Well, in San Diego, you have to speak Spanish in San Diego.
There's a lot of not...
Waitos, as they call them?
Yeah, there's... I think there's more Mexicans here than over there.
Like, what?
Not...
Bullshit.
Like, percentage.
Like, oh, percentage-wise?
Yeah. Like, ratio type of shit.
Gotcha.
People live there from other places.
I think.
Yeah, is everything more expensive there, though, like food-wise and liquor-wise and weed-wise?
Not too much. Weed, yeah.
Really?
It's like a tax, like 30%.
Well, because you have tax. But it's real, though. Yeah, it's not fucked in shitty weed.
Yeah.
Bro, I learned
But it's still shitty.
We do grow a lot of weed here in Bakersfield.
But it's not for us. It's the whole thing. Every shop here is shitty, bro. It's all the shops here in town are like literally the cartel.
Why aren't you growing your own weed, Gabe?
True. Because,
bro. I got a garden. Not a weed garden, though. I got a bunch of tomatoes growing.
But fucking,
Oh, here we go. Some Tinder tips. Yeah, let's look up those Tinder tips. What should you not... Wait, go... What should you not do on Tinder? What's that one say? Dick pics.
24.
Selfies. What?
Babies.
Do you have no friends? Oh, so you need a picture with all of us in it.
Yeah, you need one homie.
Pictures with babies?
What?
Put you in a baby.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
Put you in a baby and, like, that baby ain't even mine.
It pictures with hot girls. What?
Oh, you're not... This is not what you're not supposed to. Don't put pictures of any bitches.
Pictures at weddings? What? If you're in a suit? I don't trust this bitch.
This is a bitch or a...
Let's look at the 10 do's. 10 do's.
Smile. Simple bio.
Simple bio.
Lando's gonna put what is it? Crypto millionaire.
Yeah.
I swear to God.
So do you want to go for real? You're gonna go for funny.
Dude, funny is gonna get you because
professional
fuck that girl.
Hamster
dude,
racer.
Even if you do meet a girl that's literally trying to meet you for your millions, fuck her and meet her at McDonald's and show her some grass and have sex with her
and go drone flying.
That's like what? Be like, oh, I lost it all overnight and laugh, dude.
Oh, no, true, huh?
It went down, yeah.
Sorry, I lost my whole life savings.
I knew Dogecoin was a scam.
I guess we can't talk anymore because you were into me for my money. And you'd be like, no.
Yeah, push it back on her.
Yeah, bro. Well, you wanted me for my crypto millions? Fuck you, bitch.
No, women are savage these days.
That's what I'm saying.
No, she'll definitely
fuck
go.
Her.
She'll go.
Why does she care about your grass, bro? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But you know all those grass people like, look at...
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Cool, I don't know what
it is. Yeah, I was showing you mine this year, and it was all just downhill, but...
But, you know, those... Whatever. Orlando's a crypto millionaire.
Jameson.
In the making. Okay?
Aren't we? Aren't we all?
Yeah. So you're an entrepreneur, bro.
See, wait, where are we at, Jameson?
Like 20-something.
So we're going happy, or we're gonna break and then make it.
No, we have a sponsor.
29.
Okay, that's close enough. Just gotta say today's episode is sponsored by Slim Jim. Snap into a Slim Jim. Thank you, Slim Jim. They're keeping us going. We're fueled up and ready. Gabe, how are you feeling on these Slim Jims?
I'm feeling like that. Remember that one dude that was all snapping into a Slim Jim? He's like his veins are about to explode every time.
Yeah, right.
Racho Mandy Savage, dude.
Ah, yeah. Hey, brother, I'm the Slim Jim.
Did he die of a fucking cocaine overdose? Look that up.
Well, yes. Snap into a Slim Jim.
He died, bro. He dead. Overdose.
I don't think he overdosed.
He overdosed on cocaine.
He was also on steroids. Like, I don't think you should mix those two.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that's a party.
Hell
puts cocaine abuse. Slow down. Died win.
You gotta talk into the mic.
Died win.
Sudden heart attack. Oh,
sudden heart attack. Cocaine.
Yeah.
He just did a bump.
At what? 58?
Damn. Yeah, bro. He wasn't young. Dude, he was young, bro. He just the hard life of cocaine and wrestling, bro.
Yeah.
I think fucking Hulk Hogan's still wrestling.
No, he's not.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Didn't he do a porn with his daughter?
He did a porn, but...
Some guy's wife.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was some guy's wife.
He sued him for filming him. He sued him for a couple of days.
Damn, he got laid.
And sued.
And made money off of it.
Yeah, dog. The third man in the...
Yeah, see, that nigga's still wrestling. How old is he?
Pretty old.
He's like 70 fucking nine?
77.
Wait, born in 77. Yeah. What's that?
Didn't he say some racist shit?
68.
Didn't he tell his dog?
Yeah, he called somebody the N-word or something.
Yeah, dog.
He's 68 years old and he's still wrestling.
Yeah. Go down. Insane. Go down a controversy. I wanna go hold up. Personal life. Legal. Yeah. Hogan.
Jeez, what the hell?
He choked some fool dog. Accidentally too so much, bro.
And then he hit his head on the floor.
Whoops.
Yeah.
He sued him for $5 mil?
Yeah, fuck yeah, dog.
Damn.
He's like, it's fake, bro.
Sex tape.
Yeah, my daughter.
Wait, no. Click the highlighted sex tape.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll save that for later.
Gawker.
Why
they call it Gawker, dude? Yeah. Fucking Gawk. What?
So pull up the Tinder, JMO. We're gonna make this shit for you. You're gonna
make the account.
Are we gonna pause it and make it or?
No, we're gonna do it live.
I gotta use a real number.
Longer than 30 minutes.
What?
To make a Tinder?
That's what I was asking. Like, should we do it before?
No, I don't think it's gonna take longer than 30 minutes to do a fucking Tinder account.
Nah, you can throw it. You can get it. Bio crypto millionaire. You're doing Hinge, right?
Oh yeah, I'm doing all of them.
All right, well, let's start with Tinder.
Start with Hinge.
Hinge?
Nah, Tinder.
Tinder is the ultimate fuck fest.
It's greasy.
Oh, that's what Jameson's looking for.
Yeah, all right.
Are we?
All right. No. Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah, the ultimate fuck fest, man.
Tinder, dude. Fuck it.
Hey, Gabe, you're really just talking into the fluff. It's coming off.
I'm back.
Into the fluff.
But
so what's coming up here? What do you got?
What do you
first name?
Oh, okay.
You don't want to use a real name. I'm gonna just tell you that.
Really? I don't know.
Well, that's on you. San Diego. I don't really know too many people.
Oh,
there,
true.
So.
Yeah, use your
use your real name.
Yeah.
Use
that's
what
I'm saying.
You don't
want to use your name.
What if you find true love and then she's like, "Wait, your name's not Scott."
And
your
name's
like, Daddy Yankee. Your name's not Daddy Yankee, but you speak fluent Spanish.
Bartholomew, dude.
Yeah, that sounds rich.
Bartholomew, aka Bart.
I'm a man. Should I show my gender on my profile?
Yeah. You gotta
be proud of that.
Yeah, that's not a thing anymore. People are
Wait,
like,
there's more? I can choose more.
Oh, what else is there? Oh,
yeah, your binaries.
I could type my own.
Oh, your own pronouns?
A robot?
Nah.
Macho man. Macho man, dude. Come on now.
No. Macho man.
Put macho man. I'm a fucking macho man.
Girls would appreciate
it. And then you show up. Oh, yeah, sister, I'm here for the fucking date.
Put a picture.
We're going to eat official filet and like it.
Hell yeah, dog. Dude, that fool was yacked out of his mind, bro. Every time he did those commercials.
And Lando has to show up yacked out of his mind.
all
the dates.
Hell yeah, dude.
My name's Jameson, and I'm the macho man.
Take a bunch of niacin so you're all red, too.
Yeah.
Fucking red like a Slim Jim. He's fucking pink face.
You did put macho man, right?
No.
Oh, Jameson.
I'm not gonna do that.
This is the best opportunity.
This is his life.
Yeah.
Okay? This is like an advertisement for your penis, dude, to the world.
It says my school, like, what the fuck is
that? I don't...
Hard knocks, nigga.
Yeah, yes.
Of course.
Yes.
All right, I'll put that.
Please put that.
School hard knocks, duh.
We'll put sex, but hell yeah.
Yeah.
interest?
Pussy.
Getting laid. Smoking. Fucking.
Money. Put money first.
Drinking Henny.
All right, hell yeah, give that shit.
Dude, this is all Lloyd. I mean, dude.
You can't. Okay, so interest, we have hot yoga. There's like suggested ones.
Oh yeah, dude, for the yoga bitches.
Hot yoga, slam poetry for the
slam pigs, dude, for the slam pigs.
Definitely pro choice.
Yeah.
Martial arts sounds annoying. Nah, martial arts.
No, put it in.
Yeah, it's in.
No, not in, but put another one. I think it's limited.
Oh, K-pop for the Asian types. Nigga, there's hella Asians out there.
K-pop. It's gonna win.
Mental health awareness for them insane bitches.
Dude,
I think we're out.
See, that's what I'm,
should I take out?
Yeah, take out martial arts.
And put mental health awareness?
Yeah, dude, you're gonna get all the fucking wokes.
All the fucking the bitches that got
bitches with long toes is what I'm saying.
Well, we're at the part where we need to add photos.
Oh, you don't want to look.
I don't want to go through Jameson's fucking pictures.
They're gonna be a fucking pain, bro.
The soda can's gonna make me go blind.
Or it's gonna be like heads for sale like
from his work.
Yeah.
Oh man.
You want this one? You want this? Like
a fucking cooler full of organs?
Hell yeah, dog.
Should I look?
Nah, dude. You want to look. You find too many bodies, bro.
There'll be so many bodies. Here he is.
Yep.
I think it's fighting dogs.
Find demons.
Ah.
What?
Oh, man. He's coming in shoeless.
Fucking
Todrick. Sorry about that, Lando. We'll get that taken care of after this episode.
That's with the water hose, bro. Yeah, with the water hose.
It was on the frog mat, huh?
It's on the right of the toilet. And the frog mat.
Yeah, she loves the shit on that frog mat, dog.
Todd, that's a bad habit.
I know.
Right. What'd you guys put for...
That's a bad habit. That,
we stopped at the photos because we didn't want to open your gallery. But it was just interest. We put...
hot yoga?
K-pop? Yeah.
K-pop, come on, man.
Nigga, for the Asian bitches.
Asian bitches will be all... Just say BT or BTK, BTS.
Hot yoga?
For the yoga bitches.
For the hot...
Okay. Slam poetry?
Slam for the...
Yeah.
For the artist
bitches. We're trying to get you pussy. Nobody puts out like the left.
You're now into slam poetry and hot yoga.
For the crazy bitches, Lando.
I'm done with
it. Yeah.
All
right. Pro choice for the, you know...
Yeah, pro choice so you don't have to worry about it.
You're rid of...
Walk across the border and walk back.
Pro choice is basically saying you fuck raw.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
But yeah, we didn't want to open up your gallery, so we were kind of stuck.
Thanks. Gallery?
They're just hundreds of penis pics.
Nothing. Hundreds. Nothing but penis pics.
How many penis pics you got in your phone, Gabe?
I don't think I have an ass pic.
Of you?
No.
No. What, nigga? Those don't correlate. I asked how many penis pics you have. And you said ass pic. Like, are niggas sending you penis pics? Like,
no, dog. That's what you meant.
No, how many pictures of your penis did you take on your phone?
I'm looking. None, dog. Is that tranny that was sending me nudes.
Those are some good tits. Who's that?
That's that tranny that was sending me nudes. What?
Well, we're going to post those on the page.
Yeah. This was that picture of Kanye being weird that day.
Why the fuck? Why the fuck do you have that?
It made me laugh so much. Are you feeling off? You feeling off one day? He's only wearing the fucking airport.
So Jameson.
When Kanye flipped out for a day,
he has this picture downloaded to his phone.
He was wearing this around the airport.
That's going right to the Twitter.
Wait, hold on. Can you?
When you're having a bad day, you want to be someone. For real, dude. He just.
Dude, you have a picture of Kanye but no picture of your own dick on your phone. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I know, dude.
What is that?
Some snatch that some lady sent me.
What? That's a tight pussy.
I think it's fake. I'm pretty sure it's fake.
Because right next to that tranny. That tranny.
This was trying to be this bitch's pussy, but I'm like, I don't believe it.
You got trannies on your phone?
I got some pictures this lady sent me that says she was a lady, but I don't believe. Still to this day, we have a debate, but I don't.
Dude, those are small nipples.
Nice. They're so fake. These are the fakest tits ever. They're huge.
They are great titties, but the nipple to tit ratio is off.
Look at these tranny titties.
nipple to, yeah.
Gabe just got tranny titties on his phone. Oh, yeah.
She said she was 50, but she was 60.
You're the most insane nigga I know, Gabe.
Oh, wait, here's some more.
What?
Nice.
These are from the bottom up.
Oh, wait, shit.
She doesn't look that much like... She doesn't look like a dude.
Bro, you gotta chill with their attempt.
You gotta see the 5 o'clock shadow.
You gotta see the Adam's apple.
What?
The dude legs.
Oh,
the
man.
The crazy stories. I'm like, this person is not who they say they are, bro.
Jameson, how many dick pics you got on your phone? That should be your profile picture.
How many tranny titties do you have on your phone, dog?
Tranny titties? I don't think any.
No, how many dick pics do you have?
I don't think any.
What?
Yeah.
Am I the weird one here?
Yeah,
we're having
dude.
A bunch of my dick pictures on my phone?
I think... Wait, you and your Wody send each other things?
I send my Wody. She gets barraged with dick pics.
Damn, so you're like, here's mine.
Unsolicited?
In the pile.
What?
Unsolicited?
Sometimes, mostly. Yes.
Like, as God intended.
Yeah.
Is this for you? And you send it to randoms.
No, I send this to my Wody, my fiance.
No, you send them to random women that you work with that have,
them things on them.
Yeah, they got them yams.
All right, so what's next, Jameson?
I gotta still find some pictures. I'm trying to find the best ones. I gotta put like.
This is looking at baseball stats.
Hey, Dodgers, man.
The Dodgers, what? Aren't they the.
Vince Scully, man. That guy died.
I'm in a fantasy football league.
Oh, yeah? No way.
Yeah.
Who the fuck?
$50 on the line.
With, with the Rams?
Yeah, 12 people, we all put in 50
to get
bucks.
In? Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I might do that this year, too.
For the Rams, dog?
No, it's you got to build a team. Yeah. That's what I thought it was, too.
You
got to
put
Michael
Jordan up in it, bruh.
I'm going to put my I thought I could put, like, a fantasy team. Like, I was going to go with the Juice Man. I was going to go with Jerry Rice.
Who's that dude that...
You can't. It's like curb people.
Yeah. Who's that dude that hit his wife?
The Juice Man.
Yeah,
so many of them. Are you talking about that one where he was like throwing her into child toys?
No, I'm talking about the Aaron Hernandez. Didn't he shoot someone and kill his wife or something? Or kill his wife's cousin or something?
I don't know. Pull that up.
Aaron Hernandez, that dude's like...
Aaron.
He was like a multimillionaire and he's just out there doing hood...
Oh, he's dead?
Doing gangster shit.
In prison, like...
Oh, they killed him in prison?
Well, he like, Epstein'd himself, like, because... Oh, so his wife could get the NFL money.
The what? Oh, NFL money?
Yeah, some
shit
like
a good
that.
Guy.
Something like that, yeah.
He
yeah.
turned it all around. Where was the... When he was doing, demon activities?
He was not popular with his teammates and had few friends in the locker room.
He was a fucking shooting people.
Sounds like he was doing some weird shit in the locker room. Why the fuck did he have his sexuality on there?
Because he was doing gay shit.
Was he doing gay shit? Oh, I remember this shit. Yeah, he was doing gay shit.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, one of his old teammates was like,
no wonder why they didn't like him in the locker room. They was over here pecker checking.
What is it?
Oh, shit.
Damn. He would talk about gay sex in the locker room and expose his genitalia?
Yeah.
Do you think you could take him?
No,
you couldn't beat that nigga in a fight.
You wouldn't want to fight a naked dude in the locker room, dude.
No, not in the locker room, Gabe.
He's trying to do gay shit with you, dog.
No, dude, I'm never going to be in an NFL locker room. I'm saying on the street, you run across a zombie Aaron Hernandez smoking K2? What is K2?
Spice, bruh.
That's what K2 is?
Spice. Life.
It's a real addiction, bro. And in England, they prefer... That's like people start to prefer spice over weed. Cause it gets, I don't know, it just gets them really fucked up.
It's a mountain. K2 is a synthetic form of cannabis. Oh, okay.
Gross.
Sprayed with a liquid, dude.
And it's just like on any crazy spice. You pick your pictures, Jameson?
I mean, I'm trying to do this shit.
Oh, nigga, we'll vamp while you pick your pictures.
You gonna do what? All right, go for it.
All right. I think I have some topics as well. You got any topics, Gabe?
No, let's get into yours, bruh. I can't think of mine. They're in the locker.
Alright.
They're in Davy Jones's locker, dog.
Oh, this one's gonna make you mad. I was at Fast Trip, right? And you know how Fast Trip has those big ass trucker cups? Like, they're huge, they're like big in plastic.
Mm. Oh, like you get at Magic Mountain?
No, bigger.
Sheesh.
Like, there's like, this one's 64 ounces. Like, it is. You'll know when you see it, but we can't have Jameson pull it up right now because he's busy. Yeah. But on the cup it said, size 64 ounces does matter.
Oh, what?
Yes, they're just over here subliminally.
Dude, after fucking, that's what I'm saying, is all these fucking TikToks, number one, everyone's out here trying to get some of the dark types, dude. It's all against white dudes. There's no, I mean.
Kim, you're not even white, man. Why are you so
mad? I'm some kind of mixture, dog.
You're a fucking,
I'm an Indian Comanche, bro.
Yeah.
Comanche, dog. Yeah, anyways,
you should claim Comanche.
But they say it's not even 6 feet anymore. You gotta be 6'3". You gotta have a fucking seven plus.
All right. But you also have to be thick, because
you know what? None of them mention
soda can.
None of them mention a job, dude.
Damn.
I don't think it matters anymore, dude.
No, it doesn't. You
have the physical attributes to have sex with these people. And then it did expose me to there's this dude that keeps talking shit to all these bitches that are on these, because they keep interviewing drunk hot chicks, right? Which is shitty because they're like, damn, these are the bitches niggas want to fuck, right? And all these, they basically ambush them with the shittiest questions. They'll be like, assholes are nice guys, and the drunk girl's like, fuck. I mean, honestly, I just love an asshole. They just all, and it's because they're fucked up. They're giving the honest truth, bro.
Yeah.
And they're like, they like to be nagged and all that kind of. And the guy's like, well, fuck you then. They're like, fuck you then. They push him, and then the hat giggled.
Hell yeah.
And as I'm saying, like, ah, it is all the shit you don't want it to be. Like, in the.
Well, you know what you gotta do, Gabe.
They're like, they're literally that. They interviewed some rave chicks that, like, eat what's the shit they do in the desert?
Peyote.
No, that big old thing where everyone dresses like a slut in the desert.
Fire? No.
Yeah, Burning Man.
Burning Man.
And they're like, all these sluts, they're like, literally three of them lined up on the camera like, we hate nice guys. We just, and they're like, we just want to be treated like shit. She's like, respect? Oh.
Hell yeah.
Bruh.
Dude, I don't want to respect these bitches.
And this is what they're saying. You said this for years, dude.
Yeah, you can't show them respect.
What?
Gabe. That's when you first fucked up.
I know. You mean women I respected in my day?
Jesus Christ.
Gross.
That's why they're like, we can't even be friends. That fucking bitch. That was fucked up when you brought that up today.
Yeah, she literally.
She said no. She's like, can we be, at least be friends?
And I asked her in some back room, like, so you want to hang out sometime? She's like, oh. We all, I'm like, because I saw her, like, as friends, like, oh, no.
Damn.
No, dog.
Fucking.
Life
you're is. You're too nice, man.
Bro, that is number one, dog.
All right, so I got this other one.
Topic, pump and dump.
Pump and dump. What? Oh, no, I need Jameson to pull this one up.
I got you.
Yeah, are you good on the picture?
Nah, I want six fucking pictures.
Six? It said two minimum.
No, you only have to have a few. Yeah.
All right. So, as a kid or in life, have you ever been like really attracted to a cartoon character?
Miss Incredibles.
Yeah, Miss Incredible had her time. Kim Possible was a red back in the day.
Eight.
Damn, she looks extra thick right there.
See, look. Yep.
I had this movie, Beavis and Butthead Does America.
Oh.
And I think this is the most attracted to a cartoon I've ever been.
The bitch at the end?
And throughout the whole movie, the dirty, trashy slut.
They're trying to bang the whole time?
Yeah.
What?
Dude, pull this girl up. Beavis and Butthead Does America girl. And I don't know, like, if this person could come to life, like, that'd be my ideal woman. Just like a. Right, oh, no, go down.
The crazy one?
Yeah, yeah. That fucking. Go one more. That right there. If that could come to life. Are you sharing the screen?
No, there we go.
He has, like, shitty roots from her dyed hair.
Dude, yeah, if that could come to life, like, that's my kryptonite right there.
Hell yeah, dog.
I was watching the new Beavis and Butthead movie, and it made me think of the original girl. I was like, damn, she was so fine.
Hell yeah. Sweating. It's like, wasn't it Pam Anderson that voiced it?
Was it?
I think so.
shit, whoops.
Oh, man, did you just dox me? Dude, did you just dox me? 49 minutes. Jesus Christ. Damn, Jameson.
What is that?
This thing is just pulling my email account.
I'll delete it.
Nah, that's alright. I'll leave it in. That's my old one.
Demi Moore?
Oh, it's Demi Moore. That makes sense.
What's she in?
She's an old slag. They did, she was in G.I. Jane, bruh, when Will Smith was smacking bitches, bruh.
She's like crazy.
Okay. Oh, alright, so what's next on your questionnaire?
I think that's it. Hold on, let me change it back.
Damn, man, it is a lot to ask of a producer.
No, you're good. See, cancel. Alright, continue.
How old is this lady? She's 60 years old now.
What the fuck are these dogs barking at?
Mexican people?
They're not racist dogs.
They know.
Do I gotta put my location on?
Yeah. Definitely turn that on.
You're gonna have, or you pick like a city, but location's like gonna be nearby whores.
Yeah, real ones.
You're gonna find real live whores on there. Dude.
Oh wait, but I don't want Bakersfield whores. I want.
Well, no, you got.
You can change it once you.
Yeah, once you get back to town.
All
right. Because I think it does like limit by distance, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. Shit.
Damn, you're gonna find all the downtown slags that are fucking living around here. Single with their giners out, dude.
I thought you were gonna make one too, Gabe.
I wanted him, but I was like, I'm good.
I thought you both were gonna make one, and then
see who gets to the most.
See, yeah, during the page, we'll see who gets the most matches. What
the fuck is Lakewood?
I might throw one out.
Showing me some chick from Lakewood.
Oh damn, yeah, that was it.
Pretty much, yeah.
Look up the settings. Look up, it'll be like some bars or whatever, and it'll be like distance and wherever the fuck.
Settings.
Yeah, let's see if we get Jameson laid before the end of the page.
Dude, definitely.
Yeah.
Just say you're fucking, you got some Tito's. You're in town for the night, and you need.
And you're a tech millionaire.
Crypto millionaire. Young crypto millionaire.
Silicon Valley.
Do you know who my dad is?
Man, Slim Jims cannot be healthy.
Oh, nah, bro. That's like the worst of the worst ever, bro.
We shouldn't bad dog our sponsor.
It's good. But it's like all the meat they ever make.
It's good!
And they just kind of throw it in some salt and wrap it around some shit.
It's only got
pork, beef, chicken, yeah, all the trimmings, bro.
Oh, wow. Look at it. 4 sticks makes 1 serving. That's only 150 calories.
That's a great American snack.
Yeah, you know that's good saying? Fuel. That's fuck fuel.
Eat a Slim
Jim. Eat a Slim Jim. Dude, I'm telling you, Gabe, there's nothing better than a peanut butter and jelly after sex.
Oh, with some milk?
No, just... I mean, maybe. But I just get... But the trick is... You can't make it. If you make it yourself, it's not as good.
You're a queer. You're one of the monkey types, pop-box types.
No, it's just not as good.
True. Damn it. I haven't...
Dude, my Wody made me on Thursday night.
That's my thing I'm trying to find. I want to hook up with a bitch that got her shit together.
Like, she made me the best PB&J.
Has her own fridge with PB&J in it, dog. I'll go look.
You got to find out. I guarantee you single moms got some PB&J.
I know. Exactly.
PB&J up in their fucking fridges.
Exactly, dog. That's who it is. Oh, school's starting to back again, so moms might be out there slugging
up. Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, my kid's out of the house finally.
The MILFs are back in town.
Ah, they're going to want to get out for the, you know.
The MILFs are back in town.
Damn, Orlando, you're going to meet the slags of slags, Jameson. Bro. Oh, true.
What's MILFs?
Oh, you can put your age. You can put an age thing on there, like the age limit. Mine is 18 to 59, bro.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Gabe. Fuck, man. You're a monster.
Dude, we're at that age. We're right in the middle of that bar.
What else are your dirty 30s for?
We're right in the middle of the bar, dude.
You can go up, down.
Every older
trans,
woman,
right?
Older woman thinks that's so cute. Oh, you're such a baby. And you're like, I'm 30 years old. What the fuck? And they're like, oh, is it a soda can?
Wait, why is it pulled up Lakewood?
I was wondering where Lakewood was.
No, I meant like, why is it on your Tinders?
I don't know.
Well, refresh.
Just go to the next bitch. Like, you live with Tinder, though. I'm gonna just say this, for to be on the good algorithms, deny a lot of bitches. Any bitch that had a fucked up, like,
don't listen to this fool.
Like, it's
swipe right on everybody.
No, because it'll put you in tears, and you don't want to be in the low tier. I'm talking about, I swear to God, Orlando, there's Jameson. Like tears. That's true. We gotta edit that so much. There's literally tears of how attractive you are.
Well, look at this young lad. He has and a beard. Literally, a full beard.
Like Zach was saying, he was getting fucking matches with all kinds of fine, because there's different tiers.
I probably have some kind of face scan. Sorry, Gabe. Yeah, they probably has a face scan. Yeah. Talk about your swipes, man. Dude, you're just ugly.
Yeah.
Like me. It's all right.
The sad thing you'll find out is your attractiveness scale. But, damn. Bro, beard, you good. You got a beard, you good. Bitches love beards. Just put, just literally put that.
Tell them I got a beard.
Tech billionaire.
Oh, yeah, you didn't put your bio. You didn't, what about your bio on your account?
You didn't ask me.
Really?
Yeah.
There's no bios on these motherfuckers?
Yeah, there is.
You gotta look at your, you press your picture.
Yeah, I'm like 25% done, it says.
Oh, okay.
You put tech billionaire, not millionaire. You're fucking
billionaire. Crypto. Wait, millionaires don't mean shit in 2022.
Tech crypto billionaire. Even if they call you on it, laugh in their face, be like, you thought that was, and as you get you guys this fucking $3 coffee, what the fuck? Who cares? How does that pop up?
Coffee ain't even $3 no more.
Pick me up in your helicopter then. You're like, fuck you, bitch. Get your, give me that gawk.
Yeah. Like, gawk. Less nagging, more gagging.
I need to see the pussy first. Then you get a helicopter ride. We got it. We got hit first. Sorry. No,
Jameson's looking for love, man.
I mean, do not look for love in these wrong places, dude.
I'm not looking for love.
You'll be scared. All right.
What age preference? Like, I'm thinking.
I'm thinking because you're 28, right?
I'm 30, man.
You're 30. You have experiences.
You're 28.
But
we trying to experience in life.
But on Tinder, I'm 30.
If you want stories, you go for all the ages.
I'm putting 30 to 49.
What? No. Don't go older.
Why?
Oh, because you like older bitches.
Man,
dude, San Diego's full of youngins, though.
Yeah.
I would put 18 to 49.
No, go 21.
What?
You don't want to not be able to drink with them. Or get in trouble for buying them beer.
Young. Have you talked to 21-year-olds nowadays?
No.
Or let's...
Have you?
What about
you talk to? I work with a 21-year-old chick, and she's dumb.
She's retarded?
She's
retarded.
You put your penis in her mouth and
is she standard? Attractive? What ethnicity is this lady?
She's like Mexican and Asian, like Filipino.
Oh, what? Oh, wow.
Hell yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah. 21.
You guys would love her, but.
Yeah. All the good parts. Yeah. Dude, that's your age preference, bro. I go 18 to...
Go 21 to 42.
72 years old, bro.
72?
Jesus Christ, Gabe. Wait.
What kind of story?
Fucking a 72-year-old is going to be like... or going down on a 72-year-old is going to be like trying to peel open a cold
It's like going cheese. Down on history, bro. It's like opening a redwood, like a... You know how it has the rings?
That book that has that old book smell?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to have like an old...
Dude, you give her an orgasm, she leaves her will, bro, instead of her stupid lesbian daughter. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying?
No.
This is my scenario where I'm banging a lady that's old and she has a lesbian daughter. And she leaves me her mother.
This is your dream? This is your dream? You bang a lesbian? Or you bang an older lady that's about to die?
It's conservative and she leaves me her stash.
And, oh, because she's disappointed in her daughter.
Yeah, and she's like, well, who am I going to leave all these billions to? Not her. This fucking Uber driver just fucking dropped me off at my house and ate my pussy.
Oh, yeah. What's the next thing in the bio or step?
I'm doing some settings shit. What the fuck is Tinder Vibes?
Tinder Vibes! I don't know.
Oh, because I'm not on there.
How does Vibes? You'll answer a series of questions. Yeah, here we go. Let's do some Tinder Vibes, dude.
Yeah, you gotta put your... how you vibe out, bro. How you
vibe? Would it either be 10 minutes late or 20 minutes... Fucking 10 minutes late.
What?
You gotta put a, do you come fast or early? You'd be like, you come when it's time to come. Like, shit like that. Like, will they know that you're the male? Well, Lana, you don't want to be, you want to be, you want to, true. You need to order these women around, dude. They're from Guatemala, dude.
They're sex trafficked women that you're hitting on, Jameson.
From San Diego, the hub of sex trafficking.
Yeah, that's true.
You need to just get in the game. People are like, you ain't in the, you, how many bitches you got?
Yeah, what's your, what's your stable like, young blood?
They're like, where's your U-Haul, man?
U-Haul, oh, have you seen that?
Filipina bitches. What?
Have you seen that?
No, I haven't.
Where's oh, there's at? This pimp pimping out this bitch in the back of a U-Haul.
Oh!
Yeah.
I saw it. You saw that? I saw like some TikTok where some fine-ass bitch gets in the back of a U-Haul.
And the guy walks in there, grabs her butt, and then they just, the guy closes it.
Bro. Yes.
That's some pimping.
Dude, U-Hauls can make a lot of, I mean, there's like some hustle. There's some, I don't know, some TikTok bullshit hustle. Where people are renting out those big-ass U-Hauls, right? And going to do that pallet shit. And fucking literally loading up as much as they can. Like, it's a lot of pal. They're making at least, like, $200, $300, $400 a day.
That's decent cash.
And renting out the U-Haul for, what, 20 bucks, 30 bucks?
Should I just start?
How the fuck does U-Haul stay in business? It's a front. It's
a front. Dude, I think they're like so big. They have to be like government subsidy.
I think it's got to be the fees. Like when niggas don't fill up the gas tank when they return it, they charge you $20 per gallon. You know,
maybe. Yeah. I think they got it on lock though for just like it's needed. They're like, who are, we're gonna get a big truck from for the day? Oh, this thing that's been around for years.
I'm starting an investigation on under U-Haul. They're definitely a drug front.
Let's do Meathead Movers, but with bitches.
No, nothing would get done. Nothing would get done.
Ah, we'll hire at least one.
The only thing you can do with like
one hardworking Mexican guy. To
he'll be so mad.
He drives and does all.
He'll be so mad.
Other bitches just play with hammers and laugh and giggle and shit.
Hammers? They're not even.
Yeah.
No, they can tape the boxes.
Dude, just asses out, fucking the tightest gym shorts, bro.
That's a smart idea.
Fucking.
Now you're talking. We have, like, you have one Mexican dude involved. Now you're talking,
dude,
man.
That's where you cut all the labor costs.
Yeah.
You're paying him $5 to $10, dude.
No, you pay him a flat daily rate, no matter how many hours he wears. You're like, here's your $50 on Berto.
He sleeps at the shop too, just in case.
He sleeps in the U-Haul. He sleeps in the U-Haul. That way, he protects your fucking investment.
We have to have one bitch stealing on the side, though. Like,
yeah, with sticky fingers.
Yeah, like, they have the dumb bitches, like, ha-ha, and they distract the male homeowner. And then the mom's out there, like, she's looking at the girls, like, fuck my husband, fuck those bitches. What? What's going on out there? Cat bitch.
What kind of woman would be stealing? Would it be, like, an ugly...
No, she has to be sexy as fuck.
No,
bro.
She has to... No, somebody, nobody's going to notice.
Oh, like a dumpy, like the...
She got to be a frumpy white lady.
Yeah,
no one's gonna suspect
she
a frumpy
like,
white
she has
lady.
Knee pads on because she's doing heavy lifting or like a back brace on.
Yeah,
she's like, oh, that's the burly one.
And yeah,
like, oh, neck rest. She's out here fucking lifting necklaces. And shit.
Yeah. Dog. All right. Well, this has been a good one. We made Jameson a tender. He's gonna be fucking, not sucking, except for some clits.
Sucking on clits, dude.
Sucking on.
They're like, it's just extra
would
long.
You suck a big clit?
That's what I'm saying. What?
It's like what's the stopping point of the clit that you
isn't
would
it
suck?
A penis head, dude? Like if you really think about it, dog.
Yeah, because it has all the nerves. It's like yeah, it's like it.
What if it was big enough like a thumb? What if it was like a thumb?
Some of them are don't post that because that'll get it put down on YouTube. Right. I mean, you can pull it up for us, but
clit material. What? Hell yeah, dog. I like that.
Clit material.
Look at that. Look at that.
Crochet.
What's that? Clit? Silicone?
Crochet to clit, dog.
Those look like balls.
That's what a clit looks like. For this lady.
Why are there balls hanging off this clit?
It's the labias, bro. That's the meat.
That's what you like, dude? Like when the meat looks.
No, I only made one meaty bitch. Damn, dude, look at
this. No, type in.
What is that? It is. You're right. It's like a penis and balls, bro.
Well, the balls are supposed to be the ovaries for women. Anyways, no, type in.
Why is that straight up puss?
Nice. On Wikipedia? I got jacked off to that when I was a kid.
Get on Wiki.
Go to Wikipedia clitoris and you're going to find it.
Straight up.
That's a tight puss, too.
Yeah, dude. A nice pussy.
Yeah.
And b-hole, dude.
No, there's no b-hole.
That is a b-hole.
That's just a dark... You can't see the b-hole. Look at that. If anybody needs to find the clit, it's right there. Number two.
One and two, dog. One and two.
Nah, number two is the clit. Number one is the clit hood. You pull that little bitch back with your fucking teeth.
With your teeth?
You don't pull it back with your teeth?
Your teeth?
No, dude. I don't need pussy.
Yeah, that's gay. Dude, in the 60s, people would be like, you eat your wife's pussy? Oh, anyways, yeah, type in gonzo clit. Before we go, we're going to look up gonzo clits.
Oh, no.
And,
whoa.
No, those are pumped clits.
That's what's coming up.
Type in a steroid clit, then.
What the?
Because that's what they get. It's called the gonzo.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Look at that one. Jesus Christ. What the fuck? That's like 3 inches long.
No,
what?
That's bigger
than me, dog. Oh my God.
Look at, she can flex that one. You know she's flexing it like a dick.
Dude. It's a literal peen, bro. It's a peen.
Jesus. Oh my God. Jesus.
No way.
Okay.
Could you deal with a massive?
There's no way. I'd feel like a fucking queer. Like that. I think that right there is the biggest I'd go. That one. That's the biggest I'd go. It kind of looks like a dickhead. But that's it. Anything more than that?
Those ones were creepy. Like,
dude.
Like a little finger.
I guarantee you that bitch could flex
what
it.
The fuck
was that? Dude, I think I might be a hermaphrodite.
It is like a...
Like that is fucked.
Jesus Christ.
Damn, son.
You're allowed to swing on them. You're allowed to swing on them at that point. They pull out a dick that's like...
Bro, if you flick that...
half as big as yours, you're allowed to swing on them.
It's a little...
That's a dude.
Whoa.
That was a dude. Kid, Lando.
Is that a dude?
I don't think so.
Are these dudes?
Anyways, guys, this has been a really good podcast.
This is fascinating.
Jameson, you got... I fucking wish you never left.
It's for the best.
Freaking A, dog. Yeah. Warrior, you're out to get laid, dog.
Yeah. Anything you want to plug before you go? You want to plug your Tinder?
Find me on Tinder
there in San Diego.
Yeah.
If anybody's looking for a fucking Russian to do some terrible things, like Grand Theft Auto wise.
Down.
Gabriel.
Nah, dude. Fucking hit us on the page, dog. There's jizz on my shirt.
Yeah, I didn't want to point that out, but yeah, he's got jizz on his shirt. I probably from the chicken we ate.
I know. Hopefully.
Well, I don't know. Because we didn't start the day out with jizz on your shirt.
True.
It wasn't there earlier. Somehow, between Gabe coming over to now, he had got something on his shirt. Anyways. Follow me on all social medias at Yajimobi. Check out the page. We're going to be fucking... What do we say we're going to do for the page?
We're going to fucking try to get... I'm going to make mine real quick, dog.
We're going to make yours. We're going to see how many likes. We're going to compare likes. And as always, touch yourself.
Touch your fucking penis, dude. Your gonzo clit.